Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again to Doctor of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you call a friend and tell a friend that Doctor of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our desire always to have the truth from the grassroots level, whereby all listeners call in and share their biblical experience so we all can grow thereby. Amen. That we can't give you any grades or certificates. Amen. But we're here, amen, to help one another, encourage one another. A Proverbs was saying, amen, iron sharpening and iron. Well, a brother sharpening his countenance of his friend. In other words, pick each other up, encourage one another, and let them know Jesus still lives. Let them know that God is not dead. He's still on the throne. Amen. And many things that we go through because we're still here on this earth. And we have a hope, we have a desire, and we have a promise. Amen. That God will. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you stretch your hand of deliverance, bind, seal, and hand on every part. Oh God, the listeners, those that are here, oh God, those that are calling in, wherever they might be, we reach in our hands for the families and friends, oh God, as they go through these different trials and tribulation. You say you'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. And Lord, as we begin to search, amen, and to reach out, amen, in prayer and unity, Lord, that you will give us understanding of your word, a revelation of your word. And in Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. Amen. Welcome again, wherever you might be. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Then many of you might be listening. Amen. Through your speaker. Amen. If you did for the first time, you know, we always, if you desire to talk, amen, you can press one on your phone once we go to the studio. Amen. And after you go to the studio, we announce that we're in the studio, then you can press one on your phone. And we give the area code and your last four digits. Amen. Right now, those that want to listen by computer later on this week or tonight later on, you can view this program and many other broadcasts from www.jciministries.org. Go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You'll find us there. Amen. As well, if you desire to go to the Blog Talk Radio, which is blogtalkradio.com/Bishop Poole. Amen. Or blogtalkradio.com. Amen. Doctrine of Truth. And you can view over the years many more great programming. Amen. We're here and really looking at, when did you doubt faith? When did you doubt faith? When did you doubt? When did you doubt? When did you doubt anything? But returning to God, amen. When did you doubt faith? Amen. So we look at some of the scriptures that we are always start off with. Amen. We know many more of you. Amen. As you read and you study your Bibles, we always stress a little bit about making sure you have the right biblical translations. Amen. There are many great ones out there, but try to get to the closest, oldest one you can, because that's what you live off of. You live off, as Christian, the Word of God. You live off the Word of God. And there are many, one of the oldest ones among the popular ones, the King James Bible. Then we have the Amplified Bible. Then we have the American Standard, which brings in today's words, clarification of the New English language. Amen. Then you have the New International Version. Amen. So, but the key is, amen, if you search to 3 or 4, amen, making sure that you get the right understanding, amen, of the revelation. Amen. We are God's word will not come back void. Amen. And God's word is what we live off of. But you also need a revelation. You need an understanding. Amen. Proverbs say, get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. Amen. We are discussing, amen, God's word, the Logos. But you still need to get the Rhema. You still need to get a revelation of, amen, to hear. Amen. People have ears to hear, but they don't understand. They have eyes to see things, but they say you can go, but their mind did not click on what they were looking at. Amen. So we're here. We're going to start off, amen, with one of one of God's Jesus' disciples when he was here on this earth. And this let you know, amen, that when Jesus picked his 12 disciples, amen, they weren't angels. They were not fallen angels or angels, amen. They were real men and women, amen. And they was here. And through his teaching and through their watching him and getting an understanding of what he's doing, amen, some of them made mistakes. Some of them had a little problem trying to understand. Amen. So it's very familiar. One of the very familiar teaching, one of the disciples called Didymus. Amen. And he made some comments, and we're going to take it from there, but we're also going to read some other scriptures of those that, amen, they were concerned. They did not believe in the situation they was going through. They did not trust. Amen. They had disbelief, they had distrust, and they was uncertain, amen, concerning what was happening. That's called doubt. They were not sure. Amen. And this is what Hebrews said, the 11th chapter, amen, because of when you're dealing with doubt, you're dealing with unbelief, and you're dealing with faith. And Hebrews was saying, the 11th chapter, amen, in the 6th verse, but without faith is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Now remember, we're living on God's word, amen, and we are abiding by God's word, amen, the same way we did when we accept him as our Lord and Savior. We confess our life in his hands, and we will have complications. We will have the stress. We will have situations, but this is why things happen. Jesus knew the things that happened upon the earth because he was here. Amen. Walking around for 33 and a half years. Amen. From a child up. And he knows. He knows. He knows the difficulties, and he knows what's going to happen upon the land. But long as you seek him, believe in him, and God will reward you. Reward them that diligently, constantly come after him. Amen. By what? How we come after him? Through his word and fellowship, prayer and worshiping. Amen. God will diligently reward you. Amen. Thomas, in the book of Gospel according to John, one of God's disciples, we call him the John the Beloved. Amen. He recorded in one of the four Gospels, amen, the time, amen, that he was caught not sure. Amen. He did not really accept it that Jesus rose from the dead. He did not really accept that. Amen. And he was questioned here. He was being questioned. He questioned himself. amen, about it. And we're going to pick up at the 20th chapter of John, Gospel according to St. John, amen, in the King James. Some of you might have New International. And the 19th verse, 20th chapter, he said, "Then the same evening, being the first day of the week, when the door was shut, for the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst of and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said so, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Thomas to them again, Peace be unto you. Jesus said unto them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so sent I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the prints of the nails, and thrust my hands into his side, I will not believe. After the 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus and stood in, being shut, the door being shut, stood in the midst of them and said, Peace be unto you. And said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither my hands, and thrust into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me and hast believed, blessed are they that have not seen, but yet believe. Amen. So many of you are blessed right now because you believe God, believe that he's alive. Amen. But you haven't seen him naturally. But, you know, through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, amen, we are able to feel, amen, the Lord touch, amen. Many of us have seen visions and dreams concerning, amen, heaven and about the Lord's visions, amen. Notice some more that kind of, in a way, kind of doubt it, amen, Matthew 6 and 30. And if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrust into the oven, he not much more clothes you, O ye of little faith. And Peter was sinking in the ship. Amen. And in Mark 14, in Matthew 14 and 31, amen. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hands and caught him and said unto him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Matthew 16 and 8. But Jesus, being aware of it, and said unto them, O ye of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have not brought no bread? Amen. It goes on because we're living in this world and we are here in this world. Amen. And this problem started in the Garden of Eden. This problem of setting up doubt began in the Garden of Eden with the serpent dealing with Eve. Amen. Talking to Eve concerning what God had told them what to do and what not to do. Amen. So it's a natural thing, but we just have to realize, amen, put the priorities, God's word, and we have to keep searching our mind, knowing that God will not lie and he will not fail. Amen. Amen. We're talking tonight concerning maybe some things that you have gone through. That's what we hear about in Blog Talk here, the Doctrine of Truth. Amen. It might be some things that you have gone through and you want to share. Amen. What kept you through? Amen. In these doubtful times, these times, amen, when you feel that nobody was there, nobody cared. Amen. The situation was wrong. Amen. And the enemy, he always, amen, has a different type of word for you. Amen. If that's because Paul said, let us renew our mind. Amen. Many times we have to clean our closet, clean our minds out concerning certain things that we go through and just hold fast. Paul said he fought a good fight of faith, whereby talk to yourself, sing hymns and songs, amen, and find the avenue of where those thoughts coming from, amen. And if it's financial situation, when you get in a financial situation, amen, sometimes the enemy throw those financial situations up to you, amen, and saying that, oh, you're not going to make it out, you're not going to make it out. If it's sickness, oh, God doesn't hear, God doesn't heal like it used to be. Oh, man, whatever it might be, amen. But nevertheless, amen, whatever situation you is in now, amen, you got to trust God to let him work it and work it and work it, amen. And you do all you can physically on the positive side, amen, being positive about situations. Matthew 7:7 says, seek and you'll find, knock and the door be open. We're in a time of communication. We're in a time of a lot of technology. Amen. You can find material. You can find answers, but you have to weed through it to make sure you get the proper answer or the ones that are going to help you and support you. Amen. Amen. Many of us know we go shopping. Amen. Women go shopping. They look all over and find the price they want. Amen. Men know when they begin to work on different materials or jobs, they try to find the type of finance they want. They want to try to find. So it's there. Answers are there. Amen. Amen. So we just have to be with God. With God. Amen. He always is there. Amen. We feel we have a great subject tonight, today, wherever you might be listening. And we're going to open up the lines early. Amen. To give you time to express yourself, because we know many of you have gone through. That word through means a lot. It means a lot. Amen. Because of the fact, as long as you're with God, amen, you're going to be traveling through a problem, through a situation. And as long as you finish that problem, that situation, and you learn, amen, how God worked with you and how God helped you, amen, you can go and sit down and write a book, or you can give a testimony, or you can encourage someone else, because you learned something. Amen. Because God will. Amen. He will strengthen you. That's what he's about. He's about helping you and showing you to get the victory. Because God get the victory, amen, when the world look at you and say, oh, I wonder how they made it out of that. Oh, how they made it out of this. Amen. They might not come up to you directly. Amen. They were looking for you to fail or to grow or to stop or whatever. Amen. But you still give God the glory. Give God give the glory. Amen. Because amen, the fruit of the Spirit, the Galatians talk about is, amen, long suffering. Amen. Amen. That those, hey, Jesus stayed with God. Amen. Even though he was bruised and beat and went on the cross and all of that, you know that was his journey. That was his lot. Amen. He stayed with God. Amen. So you're not going to have those bruised and beaten down all the time. No. No, 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 no. Amen. God is always there. He wants the glory. He wants to show his power. That's showing power that God has. The more you go through and the more strong you stand, like Job, amen, Job still give God the glory and make people know, what kind of God is this? What kind of, who's that you're serving? Amen. Because many has given up today. Amen. The God that they serve, amen, let them down and walked away and lied to them. And they thought they really had, amen, a good partner, a friend, but they God let them down. God let them down. But God, Jesus gave power, and we want you to learn how to connect into that power. Amen. That's what we are about. Amen. You can have a good car, but if you don't know how to start it up, amen. They got so many different ways today you can start a car. Amen. So many different ways today. Amen. Once you get inside the car, some have air conditioning, some don't have a radio, and some do have everything. But yet and still, they back up, they go forward, they can stand still. All of them got tires. Amen. There's a lot of basic things. There's a lot of basic things. God gave us eternal life. Amen. That's why you came to Christ for life. Amen. Eternal life. You're going to live again. But also, he wants you to live here. He wants you to live here. But he wants you to be focused about it. Amen. Put your windshield wipers on. If you're in the car, turn the air on. Amen. If you're in the car, if you're walking outside, put the umbrella up. Or either put your hat on. Amen. But you keep moving. Keep living. All right. We're going to the studio now. We want to hear your comments, your situations. Amen. What you don't say you didn't doubt. Don't say you didn't believe. Amen. We just want to hear, amen, what caused you to do a situation, but what helped you to get out. Amen. Jesus called the Holy Ghost the Comforter. Amen. Now he's the one that said, well, why you want to call the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, in some area news. Then he turned around and said, no, I'm going to send you another Comforter. Amen. Jesus was with the disciples all the time, walking around. They say, Master this and Master that, and Father this, you know, talk with them. He was there. You know, it's good to have a good friend right there you can call up and talk to him, sit around, laugh about things. But Jesus said, I'm going to send you another one. Amen. I'm going to prepare a place for you. God never stopped working. He don't take a vacation. He don't stop. He don't rest. Amen. He's working. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to build a new heaven. Amen. A new heaven and a new earth. This earth is fake. He knows that this earth is going. He knows that things going to happen to this trees and the waters and the birds and the animals. Amen. And the temperature. He knows there's a climate problem happening. He knows it, but he's going to take his people. He's going to take his people. And I want you to be right along with me. I got to get your ticket. Amen. As long as you make it on the train. Amen. We use that. As long as you make it in the train. Amen. And I know, I mean, not on the plane, caught up together. Amen. But we want to try to help. Amen. You want to encourage others that you can make it with Jesus Christ. When did you doubt your faith? When did you doubt your faith? And what happened? What brought you out? Amen. What kept you holding on? Was it a song? Was it a vision? Was it a program like this? A telephone call? A letter? A scripture? A dream? Amen. The Holy Spirit is there. He's there. What was it? Amen. We talk about heaven, but we're still here. Amen. We want to be earthly good to help people. We want to be so caught up in heaven we can't talk to people about your victory, but we want to talk about the victories, amen, that you accomplished through God, through Christ. All right, we're in the studio. You can push one on your phone, or you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Nevertheless, amen, God was there. Amen. God always be with his people. You might not think so. You might not feel so sometimes, but amen. He's there. And he know how to reach you through your busy times, your low times, your high times. He know how to reach you. Amen. He's always looking and listening and watching. Amen. He knows. He knows what's going on in your life. Amen. He knows. Amen. What it's going to take. Amen. He might be stirring you through some situations that you never thought amen, that's holding you back, holding you down, amen. We love the world, but not the things of the world. Amen. That's why Paul's told many times, come out from among them. Amen. There are better people out there. There are more people out there. We have to do a little work, do a little leg work. We have to do some calling. Amen. You seek. Just seek and pray. Amen. Watch. Sometimes we just have to watch. Watch and listen. Watch and listen. The phone lines are open. Studio is open. You press 1 on your phone. Amen. We want to open up the phone line a little bit earlier. Amen. We feel we always have a great subject. Amen. But this is one that we need to share. So some critical times. Amen. The economy. Amen. People's lives. And we have the answer. As Christians, you have the answer. Amen. God has invested into us. Amen. God has invested into us, amen, his power. God has invested into us his abilities, but we just have to call on him. Amen. And he just have to learn what he have for you to do. Amen. You, once you learn we are part of the body of Christ, some of you, all of you not preachers, all of you maybe not songsters, or musicians, amen, leaders, amen, they always try to push that forward. That's in the house of God, but some of you are able to pray. Some of you are great prayer warriors and great counselors, amen. Some of you have the ability, amen, to help people, amen. You have the ability, amen, to help organize families and friends and relatives and neighborhoods. God show you things. Some of you maybe have a dream. Some of you maybe have gotten a dream. Amen. And you feel that, well, it's not important. I'm not preaching. I'm not going to be a preacher. No, there's a lot of work being done. Amen. Out of the pulpit. Jesus wasn't in the pulpit every day. Amen. On some Sundays, on the Sabbath day, amen, the day, amen, of worship, people were going to the house of God. Amen. And sometimes he was on the outside of the house of God, and he had to run off the thieves. Amen. Always trying to get what the saint has. Amen. You know, if sometimes you study what the enemy's trying to do to your life and to the world, and you'll find out he always after trying to be involved with people that have some potential. If he can, you can put the devil out of business. Now you can put the devil out of business because he's a lot of pleasure. He's got people seeking pleasure. Also in the last days, amen. A lot of the pleasure seekers, amen. Lovers of pleasure, amen. Lovers of pleasure and lovers of good time and feelings. If you take that away from the enemy, you put him out of business. Amen. If all the people say, no, devil, you're lying. Amen. And what you got, you stole it. Amen. You didn't create nothing. God created everything. And he'd be out of business. Amen. He'll just walk. All the devils will just walk on down the hill and say, oh, we might as well get rid of this world. We might as well go on to Pluto or Mars because these people too smart down here. We can't give them no more drugs and alcohol. Amen. In good times. Amen. Moses said, no, I'm not going to be involved in this. It's only just for a season. Just for a season. Amen. Amen. Just for a season. So you put him out of business. You can put him out of business quick. Once you catch on, amen, to the things that he's trying to do to you. Amen. Because when it doesn't profit. It has cost you a lot of money and energy, your health, and you still like you can't accomplish nothing. Amen. But once you come to Jesus, amen, once you come to Jesus, amen, number one, he'll give you, amen, he'll give you a title deed of your mansions. I'm going to give you eternal life. Amen. Then I'm going to give you a place to stay. But right now, just hold on until I get back. Amen. And just show others. show others. Amen. And once you get that frame of mind, amen, you got to seek out the things down here, go through and sort out. Amen. Like putting a puzzle together. Amen. Once you start putting the things together down here, say, oh, God, this, you know, God, I'm going to do this and do this. And you find out the puzzle of life through God's word because he's just leading you. Amen. He leads you through trials and tribulations that the enemy throw up. The devil want to take this and take that. Amen. He want to throw some false pleasures at you. He want to throw some false feelings at you. Amen. And once you sort out those things, amen, you can put them out of business. And he'll run to somebody else. Oh, I'm going to promise you this. I'm going to promise you this. I'm going to get you this. Oh, you can feel good. But every time you turn around, he wants your money. He wants your time. He wants your energy. But he can't supply anything, see? So when you come to Christ, and the Lord say, okay, give me your soul and your time, and I'll turn around and exchange with you. I'm going to give you some power. I'm going to give you my authority. You can dream dreams and prophesy, amen, and have visions. I'm going to give that to you to direct you on this earth, amen. I'm going to give you direct you on this earth. All you have to do is just follow me. Follow how you follow Jesus with his teaching. And it's so very important that when you find the devil, he's out there trying to distort you and he's trying to mislead you. When you get a chance, when we get off the air, go study out what the enemy tried to do with Eve. It was no ghetto, no politics, amen, nothing going on in heaven, in the Garden of Eden. And here he come. He's been evicted out of heaven. And he walking around, see what kind of way he can get to Eve and Adam. And the only way he can get to them was by throwing doubt, amen, and curiosity into Eve, amen. And she went straight to her husband. The husband didn't even try to consider what he said, amen, because he loved her. Amen. He loved her so much he didn't care. Amen. What's going on? All right, we got a caller. Area code 754. The last four digits is 7506. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. This is Eldridge Thomas. I was just calling you. You was talking about love, and that's what came to me, that if people realize how much God loves them, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't be, you know, the things of the world, you have to first realize that God really loves you and all this other stuff. It really doesn't mean anything. You got to have that in your heart and your mind, that God loves you. And like you just hit on it, they got to know for themselves that God loves them.
All right. Very good. Very good. Very good. God, go right ahead. Yes.
Okay. I'm done. I'm finished.
Okay. All right. God bless you.
Okay.
Amen. Anyone mm-hmm. else is pushing one on your phone? Amen. We give you the area code and the last four digits of your phone. You don't have to give your name. Amen. We will all come in. John 3:16 is so known all over the world in different languages and translation. God so loved the world. And you know, we have to examine what love really is. This God's world, we are God's people. He loves it. He loves us. And I think we got the wrong definition of love. Because he watches people. He cares for them. Jesus died. His son died for you. Amen. And so he's willing to pick you up, straighten you up, and talk with you and care for you. Amen. And give you his spirit and put the devil out of business. Put him out of business. Amen. There's no greater high than the Holy Ghost high. No greater high, amen, than the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. All right. We're in here. When did you doubt your faith? It's possible. You can. Amen. It's possible. Amen. We're still human. We're living in this body, even though we got a new spirit. Amen. All right. Area code 305. Last four digits, 4271. God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Can't complain.
We just thank God for the program tonight, and I was listening to your talk there, and it dawned on me why God gave us his spirit, why he filled us with the Holy Ghost. Okay. Jesus said that I send you another comforter, and he'll never leave you nor. No, and see what we talking about, Bishop. We talking about another substance in your life to keep you from dying.
All right.
Without him, you gonna die. You ain't gonna make the grade. You think it's possible for a moment, and when the wind start blowing kind of strong, you think about it. It's just the way human. Just the way we are. Sometimes you think you're going to make it, and sometimes you think you ain't. Mm-hmm. Amen. So he said, I'm going to send you another comforter, and this comforter is not going to leave you. This is to keep you from doubting. You must always keep in mind, and it ain't a physical thing. It's the anchor of the love of God, that Jesus is the Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. And he in you, amen, you ain't going to feel like it. You'll be indecisive at times. You understand? But when you call on his name, God say, if you want to know you like, you ask me. So I kind of wanted to shout there when you was talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost, because that's the connector. He ain't going to leave you. He ain't going to, and even when you start, you get kind of slack, and you might see the Holy Ghost is going to lead you out of that, because God don't want you. He don't want you to be ignorant. He don't want you to be deceived. You understand? Because you belong to him. So that's what I was kind of looking at there. This is the necessity of being filled with the Spirit. You see, you cannot make it just calling on the name of Jesus. You got to tell him what you want. Amen. You got to be honest with him. Open up and say, oh, Lord, I need some help right there. I need a little bit more joy. What she said to me was discouraging. Lord, you know how I feel. Come on. And you see, and then you began to believe. They're talking about the good life. Ain't no life without the Spirit of God. God says, without my Spirit, you're none of his. I'll stop right there, Bishop.
Ain't no life unless it's in
Ain't
Christ.
No life. That's right.
Amen.
You got
no
it right,
Rhett. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know a lot about you. I just want you to talk a little bit about some downtime you had just for a moment here. I know we have some more callers. Amen. You've been through some some situations for a while. Can you say a little bit about that? Just a little bit about that.
I don't talk much about that, you know, because the Lord told me, he says, I got for you to further develop and for
okay.
me to speak to you openly. He said, I got to wash you from all that pain and all that stuff you went through. You see what I'm saying? So,
okay.
But as you ask it, I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. It ain't so bad when you really look at it, because you in God's hands. And it's something about God where he take your misery and teach you things about him that you can only receive when you break down. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
When you don't know what to do, it seems like, well, there's God. And so that was my thing. I went through lost both of my feet. I had poison in both feet. Amen. It was a great trauma there, because they want to take all my legs off. But it was something that rose up in me that said, no, I told the surgeon, I said, no. I said, you ain't going to cut nothing until you tell me you're just going to remove the feet, the affected part. And he came in that agreement. So I'm just saying how God kept me. Bishop, I was in the operating room when a lady started laughing, making fun of what I was going through. I said to myself, this ain't nothing but the devil.
Yes, sir.
And the Spirit of God grabbed me to keep me from breaking down and feeling this card against her. You get what I'm saying? When bitterness come at you, especially when you ain't feeling good, you understand? You need that Holy Ghost to control you, to keep you from dissolving, keep you from breaking down and having a trauma. I'm telling you, he picked me up, amen. I thought I knew. I was doing pretty good. And you knew me, but then God said, I left the church. God said, you go home. I want to show you. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So I went all that. It ain't love because you can't talk to nobody about it. You don't know what's going on. You just in the master's hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned to humble myself, amen, that I might hear him. And he said things to me, difficult for me to understand that, you understand? But then I know the voice of the Lord. So this is what the illness is. You got to put yourself up. Expect, no. You got to know and believe God. They said, well, you walk in expectancy. That's a fleshly part toward receiving. But no, if you believe, Jesus said, all things are possible if you can believe. So I'm going to leave it right there, Bishop, because I'm going to tell you, man, this is some kind of block talk, brother. This is what they need to put on channel 10 and 7.
Okay. All right. God bless you for sharing that. God bless you. Amen. We're here to bring out situations from the grassroots level.
Grassroots level
that we all can digest it. Amen. All right. We'll share our other brothers. Somebody who wants to push one on your phone. We're here. We got that. We'll try to get to everyone as much as possible. Amen. Amen. To share what you can to encourage one another, let you know. Amen. Let everybody know. Amen. We're still living in this body. Amen. But God is with you. He's with you. And you think you done had it all. Amen. The Holy Ghost, He specialized. He's a comforter. When I read that, I said, now, you know, Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter. That covers a lot of area. That's a lot of area. Amen. He has to cover. Amen. For his people. Amen. Whatever you're going through. Amen. The Holy Ghost know how to step in. Amen. That let you know, amen, that it's not always on you. Amen. Bring Jesus. Pump up Jesus. And this Jesus. No. He said, I'm with you. And he's alive. He's alive. Amen. That all you have to do is keep on living. Amen. And might be some days you can't pray. Amen. Might be some days you can't get a song or a hymn. Amen. Might be some days you can't get a call. Amen. But Jesus said, I'm with you. I'm with you now. I'm with you. All right, you can push one on your phone. We don't want to hold up any more time. We want you might have a word or a vision or a dream that, amen, can be a help to our brothers and sisters on the line. Those of you, amen, been in Christ for just starting out, amen, and just stay with it. All you have to do is stay with Christ. Just keep being with him. That's all. That's all. You have to just keep worshiping, going to service when you can, read your Bible, pray, amen, fellowship when you can, keep giving. Giving is a part of worship. Amen. Amen. And sharing your testimony is a part of worship. Amen. Do what you can. Just be with him. Amen. Don't forsake him. Amen. Jesus I was sharing with a brother has some prayer warriors. He said he went some. He was praying, and the Lord told him, he said, a relative, a family, or whatever it was, he said that it had left him. Tell him to come back to me. And you know, a prayer warrior, so he just broke down and just shook. Just couldn't believe it because the person greeted him and shaking hands and everything. He said, no, he left me. Tell him to come back to me. Tell him to come back. He said, well, how can you come back to God? You by reading, praying, and fellowshipping. Amen. You know how what you used to do. Amen. Always attentive to give encouraging word, to uplift someone. Amen. And basically, a relationship with him, with Jesus Christ. A relationship with him. Amen. He knows all about us. He knows all of us. He's in us. He that is in you. Amen. Those that all you have to do is invite him in your heart. Amen. Like the first two calls were saying, amen. God loved us, what Paul said in Revelation. In the book of Romans, before we was yet living, God loved us. Babies are being born. God so loved the world. God loved the world. Amen. And his people. Amen. People of all colors and languages. God loved varieties. Varieties of people and places and trees and all the different animals and fish. Amen. God loved his world. He loved his world. And above all else, he loved you. Amen. He died. Jesus, he sent his son to die for you. That's something. Amen. He created the whole world. But you are special in his eyes. And he know why. Amen. The devil attacks. Amen. The enemy know what you got. He don't want you to have jealousy. Jealous devil is plain old jealous. Amen. Try to work, upset you. All right, I want to get started here. I'm just want to give you time. Amen. Those that want to have a comment, a word, a vision, a dream, you can push one on the phone. Amen. We're in the studio, and we want to give you a chance to share with all our brethren. Amen. We got a studio full. Amen. We want to. All right, I think we're back at 305. 4271.
Well, Bishop, you know, when he says, examine yourself, now that's well suited in the day in which we live. Seems like everybody got the answer for you, and they themselves don't know what to do. But he says, examine yourself to see that you be in the faith. In other words, you examine yourself, Bishop, so that if you miss anything, God's going to give you what you're missing. Isn't that so? I used to think just often, examine myself to see. Well, no. You examine yourself to see what you need. It just like looking in the pantry, huh? You look in there. If you're missing the sugar, you know what you're going to do? You're going to get some sugar. Ain't that right?
That's
so
right.
So this is what God wants us to do. He loves us so much, he don't want you to walk in doubt. You see, when things get extravagant, the Holy Ghost will come on you, and you start blessing people. He says better to give than receive. That's where your blessing come from. So you examine yourself. He says that what? Work to take care of yourself, your family, and then if you have what left over, then you break it off. This is God moving in us. So that it just ain't no time to be looking around. Look at that word, like you said. You see, call on Jesus. Listen, I call on us, Lord, look here. I feel like I got something coming up my side here, and all of a sudden, start talking with him, and the thing disappears, you see. So that's just how we're living. And I thank God for you because you're talking some stuff there that is too expensive to pay for right there.
Well, that's the Holy Ghost talking. When two or three of them together.
Yeah.
Three, I guess, That's power.
Yeah.
Man, that's powerful. And I found this over the years that when a person come into Christ, amen, the enemy wants to put you in a neutral position. Amen. When you, let's say if you was a Peter, amen, you was very outreaching and developing and creative. The enemy wants to shut you down. He said, no, you can't do this. You can't do that. You're the same person. So all the skill and talent that a person have, amen, to give God, amen. And the enemy want to shut that off. I found that to be so, amen.
Yeah.
Good to be around right people to tell you, you can do that. You can do that. You know, you can do this here in God. Like you say, take care of your family first. Take care of your family first. Amen.
Yes.
If you are able, amen, then you can help others.
Yeah.
The enemy want to turn all that around. Go ahead, give it all to God. Give it all to people. Then he wants you to stand there, and then he'll say, now, look, what kind of God you got? You ain't got no money. You ain't got no family. I got to get out of here now. I'm going to let you. You got me started.
Yeah.
I don't get started.
You
Amen.
Know, Bishop, we need to check ourselves like the early church, that we be filled with the Spirit. That we be lacking nothing in that department. You see, because that's what God working. This is where he's working. He's working through his Spirit. He give you the overcoming power through the Spirit. That's why he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You see what I'm saying? Because the devil is always trying to trip you up, just like you said, always. You see? And this is why the Holy Ghost will lift a standard even when you go to sleep. You can't even believe that Jesus ain't the Son of God. You see? Because the Holy Ghost, while you there sleeping, reviving yourself, the Holy Ghost got you. So it's a necessity. You can't be just assuming anything when it comes down to the Spirit. When God has made it possible for you to know, and you're sure that you're filled with him. So there it is right there, Bishop. You're right. You're right. 100%.
All right. God bless you as well. Amen. We want to get to a couple more callers here. Amen. Our time is running out. Amen. Thank God for you and you. About three years ago, I couldn't do but 15 minutes. Amen. Down the Lord have worked with me, and Holy Ghost helped me. I went to 30 minutes. Lord, working now, amen. That's sure if you stay with God and you try to advance yourself, amen. Little things matter, amen. Don't despise little things. Those of you, feel that some of you want to try some things and work some things for yourself, your home, your family, amen. You start out, let God help you. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ. That's true. Amen. Do all things in Christ. He strengthens you. All right, you press 1 on your phone here. We'd like to cover as many people we can. Amen. We're working out through 754-305-955, 954s and 561s and 910s and 561s. And, amen. Would those of you like to say something, or if you want to go to your computer later on, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. Or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com. Amen. / on Dr. Latou Bishop Hool. You can find all the different programming. Amen. Over the time and pull them up on your computer or your cell phone. Amen. Call in on your phone. Like we're doing tonight, being recorded, amen, for teaching the inspiration of others as well as yourself. All right, we can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're getting close down to prayer time. Amen. Some of you might have some more comments or visions or dreams you want to share. Amen. We're going through. Let's keep that in mind. one of the psalmists said that, amen, you can cry, amen, but joy come in the morning, amen. You can have a little situations, but joy gonna come, amen. God has given us the victory. God has given us the victory. Amen. God is preparing us a better place. Amen. Jesus promised us. Amen. He promised, see, I know he said, once you come to me, I never leave you. Then not only that, then I want you to stay right here a while. Now I'm gonna go prepare a place for you. Amen. It's in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't know what our family be going through, the job might be, a community might be, or the world might be, but he's coming back. You know, twinkling of an eye. You don't need no baggage, no passport. Holy Ghost already got you written down. Your name is already written down in heaven. He just wants you to put on a good show down here, living for him, that you can draw others. Amen. You can draw others. People are watching you. And you watch somebody draw you, somebody encouraged you to come to Christ. Someone did. They did. They encouraged you to come to Christ, and you find out, like many of us have come to Christ. Amen. Got mad at the devil. Said, why did I waste my time? Amen. Being involved in that I could have been really on the victory side. You're a winning team. You have to be a winning team. Church, amen. Marriage, then the church. And in the church, God loves all the family, not just one, not just the men, not just the women. He loves the children too. Grandma and ma and pa, amen. The whole family, amen. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. Bring all your dirty clothes. Bring them all. He's going to wash you in the word. He's going to wash you in the word. All right, I guess we get ready now. We got to go into prayer. Amen. Prayer for all the country through the storm. All right, we're going to 754-7506. Give us a prayer. God bless you. All right. 754. Last 4 digits, 7506. Okay, all right. I will take this and have to move on. We have another prayer. Amen. 305-4271. 305-4271.
We like to mention this time those people that have gone through the storm in North Carolina, South Carolina. We're praying for you. Amen. That the storm will lessen and dissipate. So, Father, we bless you for the program tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you, oh God, that you yet have men that you can speak to. You can reveal yourself more and more to. We thank you for your favor. We thank you, God, for sanctifying us and keeping us, healing our bodies. We thank you for Bishop and his efforts. We thank you, God, for giving him joy when things get rough. We thank you for blessing his family, all those that are listening tonight. We ever need you more and more. And I just thank you all for your great love that you have for me. I thank you, God, that you give me understanding. You told me, oh, God, to let go the pride and lift my head toward the hill where my help come from. So I just bless you for this program, and we ask you to move mightily among the listeners and remind us, oh, God, that you are our source and you'll give us, oh, God, if we just ask you. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen.
Amen. We got about 30 seconds. Anyone else have a quick, short prayer they wanted to give? Amen. Push one on your phone. Amen.
Glory to God.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We thank God. We agree, all of us, in agreement of the storms and the Barbados and the Bahamas and the Virgin Islands. Amen. On the Carolinas and the United States. Amen. Even though they have a spiritual storm as well, amen, we ask you right now, God, we agree, amen, for victory, amen, because you leave us and you never forsake us. Until next time, God bless you. God bless you. Be well. Thank you.